Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. Very, very different topics. During the first hour, we'll be joined by Rob Regish to perform the Blueprint Power Hour. Then we're going to be joined by Dr. Jared Scourin, naturopath extraordinaire, works with lots of children on the spectrum. We're going to cover an update on autism today. What's new? What's not new? What works? What doesn't work? So that'll be during the second hour, so don't miss that. There's a poll right now at superhumanradio.com I'd love for you to check out. Do you have pets? Do you have a dog? Do you have a cat? Do you have both? Do you have other or none at all? We want to know. I'm actually trying to invite a pet food company to become a sponsor that looks at pet food the same way we look at nutrition. In fact, they actually have bodybuilding supplement pet food, supplemented pet food for hardworking dogs, for the kind of dogs that do work, shepherds and hunting dogs and so on. They have recovery food. They have food that you feed your dog on days that he doesn't train, just the way we do. Really, really exciting stuff. But first I want to take a pulse whether or not it's worth inviting them to become sponsors by how many people actually have pets out there. So I'd really appreciate it if you would go to the website and vote. Take the poll. Do you have a pet? Okay. Rob Regish, how are you?
Doing fantastic, man, and I am excited. It's a big day. We got a lot going on, and I just can't wait to watch
why,
it unfold.
Why are you so excited, Rob Regish?
Well, I am pleased to officially launch a new product right here live on Superhuman Radio, and its name is Tranquilogen. Tranquilogen represents a collaborative effort on behalf of myself, John Drake, and the entire team down there at Mass in Athens, Georgia, and Sun Valley Labs. Not to be overlooked were discussions with you, Carl, as well as input from Superhuman Radio listeners. So if there's one thing that we can all agree on, it's this. Stress and lack of sleep are big issues in today's world.
Yes.
So for a shade over 50 cents a day, you're going to be able to manage that stress versus stress managing you.
It's pretty exciting. And you're right. There are so many supplements and products out there designed to exhilarate, stimulate, and overdrive the human being mentally, physically, and so on. Monster Drink and all these other Red Bull. And there really is an emerging opportunity for companies who want to provide the opposite end of that spectrum for people who feel that they're already overdriven and they want some sort of relaxation, but you don't want to turn to pharmaceutical alternatives like benzodiazepines, for instance, which are addictive,
right,
which have a lot of negative side effects and can actually impair sleep cycle rhythm. So there is an emerging opportunity there. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I've talked to many people in the last several years, a lot of Superhuman Radio listeners, and they're not sleeping. You know, they lay down at night, and physically their body's tired, but mentally their mind is racing because of these episodes of stress that they're having during the day. And a one-cap dose of Tranquilogen is going to ease that stress and ensure they're at their mental and physical best.
Okay. When will it be available?
Pre-orders are up right now. If you go to Tranquilogen.com, and that's the word tranquil, T-R-A-N-Q-U-I-L, and then the letters O-G-E-N, Tranquiligen.com, all one word. After you click that Tranquiligen capsule you'll see on the page, it'll take you directly to the secure order form to reserve your own factory fresh first ever production run of Tranquiligen.
That's exciting. Very, very exciting.
Yeah. I've used it and it's just, you know the stress I've been under. God. I really think this product's going to help a lot of people. Yeah. And that's why I'm so excited to bring it out.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And this is a pre-sale, right?
It's a pre-sale. Mass is going to do, they're going to do a single bottle and a buy three, get one free special, which includes free shipping, by the way, anywhere in the United States. So, you know, for 50 cents a day, I don't think you can even get a cup of coffee anymore for 50 cents.
No, not at Starbucks, that's for sure.
No. No, and I have to hand it to Mass and give credit where it's due. They source the absolute best material, and in some cases literally going to Siberia to get the best full-spectrum extract adaptogen out there. It's just, it works incredibly well, and like I said, it is going to help so many people. I want to give my parents and grandparents this stuff.
Ah, really?
Yeah, and it has an excellent safety profile. But think about it. You know, you walk up to 100 people on the street, how many of them are going to say they're experiencing stress in their life or sleepless nights or poor quality sleep? It's an epidemic, and it is a product whose time has come.
Yeah, no doubt. I think so, too. So that's exciting. Yeah. So people can go to Tranquiligen.com to learn more, correct, and get on board for the pre-order.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Yeah, fantastic stuff.
Let's go ahead and move forward now and read the first question for the Blueprint Power Hour. It comes from an anonymous person, name purposely withheld. He's just going to be Officer X, so I assume he's in law enforcement. Sounds like it. He says, I'm about to run Blueprint 2.0 again. I'm going to start famine phase, but have some concerns. Being in an extreme caloric deficit makes me mentally foggy and fatigued. I'm a police officer, so being mentally in the zone is a must, and mental fatigue can help someone get the best of me. As of now, I drink coffee and sip through two scoops of DS Craze to stay concentrated when I get stuck on calls and don't eat all day. For us officers running through famine, how can we stay on our game while still being successful?
Yeah, well, a couple things. First, you know, you don't have to fast during famine and not eat all day. Having said that, famine is, in fact, not easy. So I can understand the concerns someone in law enforcement might have. The following supplement tips, though, may be of help to you. And I'll list six of them. One, ephedrine. Two, phenylparacetam. And the other associated racetam, such as oxyracetam and aniracetam. Acetyl L-tyrosine, PEA plus rawalfine, or alpha-yohimbe, Nupept, which is another nootropic, and yerba mate. Of those six, adding phenylparacetam to Craze would be my preference. So the reason being, rather than layering additional stimulants on top of Craze, adding a nootropic is going to greatly increase concentration and focus without taking the risk of co-ingesting too many stimulants. Mm-hmm. It also, you know, it pairs well with Craze's philosophy, which is not acting like a central nervous system sledgehammer.
Right, not to overstimulate, exactly.
Yeah. So, finally, I would suggest rotating days of Craze with PEA and rawalfine, also known as alpha-yohimbe. Although Craze has just a smidgen of caffeine, it sounds like your caffeine intake on those days is still substantial, given, you know, your coffee intake. Periodically coming off both Craze and caffeine will help to resensitize your body to those, to its effects. And you do that by using PEA and rawalfine. It's a great solution given rawalfine serves for PEA's short half-life, which is about 10 minutes or less. And it does so by acting as an MAO inhibitor, amplifying and prolonging DEA's effects. I would suggest rotating 2 or 3 days of each, using 500 to 1,000 milligrams of PEA and 7 to 10 milligrams of rolwalcine. Doing so is going to help you, is going to help keep you in the zone while upregulating your response to the compounds in question. In other words, craze plus caffeine and the other combo. You're also going to get some additional fat loss benefits given the fact that rolwalcine is excellent in that regard. It has fat loss properties all its own. You can think of it as a kinder, gentler Yohimbe. No jitters, no anxiety. So I hope that helps, officer. On a personal note, thank you for putting your life on the line every day to help keep us safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from Peter Jablonski. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Get Rob Regish's wisdom delivered right to your inbox. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today to get your free issue and check it out for yourself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just let it slip. Sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Rob, Richard Patterson wants to know if there's any melatonin in Tranquilogen. I didn't think there was, so I said I didn't think there was, but I'll let you answer it.
No, there is not. And the reason for that is melatonin is contraindicated for daytime use.
Right.
Which, you know, if you look at the stress pattern, the reason people can't sleep at night is because they're wound up thinking about things that happened during the day. So you'll be able to address both sides of the coin, you know, daytime use as well as nighttime.
And bottom line is there's no melatonin in it at all, so you don't have to worry about any, because he's concerned about melatonin's effect, good or bad, on testosterone or free testosterone. There's lots of different studies out there. So there you go. It's not designed to put you to sleep. It's designed to allow you to manage stress better during the day. Let's hit Peter Jablonski's question. I like taking a casein whey combo before bed, but the one you recommended, ultrapeptide, also contains fructose, acesulfame, sucralose, and artificial flavors, harmful additives. Do you know if the additive-free casein at True Nutrition or anywhere else is cold processed? Thanks.
Well, I mean, personally, I find the amount of fructose, sucralose, et cetera, in ultrapeptide negligible, but I understand some consumers have issues with them. Now, I'm unaware as to whether or not the micellar casein at TrueNutrition.com is cold-processed or not. What I did, Peter, was I called and emailed them to inquire on your behalf. I haven't heard back yet. Now, to be fair, it was just an hour or two ago. But when I do, I'll message you on Facebook. In the meantime, there's one other solution that's as close as your local grocery store.
I know, and I like this because I actually use it for the same purpose.
Yeah, cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Absolutely loaded with glutamine. It is the ultimate in quote-unquote slow-release protein, given it curdles in your stomach, which, you know, you end up trickling amino acids into your bloodstream. Now, when you pair that with a slice of pineapple, it's the perfect pre-bedtime snack, as pineapple contains generous amounts of both bromelain and poppain, and those both improve protein digestion and assimilation. It also adds some much-needed flavor for most folks, although I'm one that can eat gobs of cottage cheese all by its lonesome. So I hope that helps, Peter.
Yeah, and cottage cheese is a great pre-bedtime meal. And you can add some fat to it if you want to even slow it down more. You know, that's how they make whey protein products. They use what they skim off of the cottage cheese process.
Yeah, so, they separate it out.
Yeah, okay. Next question comes from Kano Pepitas. He says, I finally got on TRT. Good for you. I think it was the best thing for me. I tried everything to get my test levels back on track, and nothing seemed to work. And as I told you, I was very low about 3 weeks ago. I have a question for you. Unfortunately or fortunately, my endo has prescribed me Testogel. I have only heard bad things about this. I don't know why. I have research forums, and people seem to be using something called DMSO and also FloGel, which FloGel I brought to the United States back in 2001, by the way, which apparently increased the absorption ratio of the gel. I was wondering if you could discuss this on Blueprint Power Hour and also discuss the best way to get the most out of the gel and where to apply it, because there is a lot of bro science out there with mixed opinions. I'm not looking to go overboard, just want normal T levels for once in my life. Perhaps Carl can chip in too, as he is on TRT. Not only am I on TRT, but I pioneered the documents that fly around the internet that tell people how to compound at home using FloGel Ultra. So I've got a lot of input on this one. Go ahead, Rob. You go first.
That's fantastic. Well, first, I need to commend you, Kino, on taking action, because andropause is every bit as serious as menopause, and you were right to address it with your doctor. Unfortunately, it sounds like you were prescribed the gel versus injections. Now, having said that, you know, keep pushing for injections, given they're a much better solution. You also want to keep an eye on adhering to that Testogel application schedule. For example, you might miss several days of dosing it and wind up showing lower test values on your next round of labs. That might lead your endo to believe it just isn't working for you and injections may be necessary. And we certainly wouldn't want that happening. Now, with respect to DMSO, it is in fact considered to be the king of penetration enhancers. The only downside is that it imparts the notorious DMSO stink, which I'll address in a moment. Now, DMSO isn't approved for human use, but it will get more testosterone into circulation if you happen to spill 1 to 2 ounces into your Testogel. If you spill another ounce of D-limonene into it, it'll help offset DMSO's odor, given it's a constituent of citrus peel and it has a pleasant orange-like scent. It's also, likewise, an exceptional penetration enhancer, and it conveys anti-inflammatory benefits, too. One last tip. It's not just total testosterone you need to be concerned with. Free test or unbound testosterone is where the real money is. If your labs reveal that those levels are low, a quality extract of Avena sativa can help you. You're looking for a product standardized to contain a minimum 5% Avena cosides, COSIDES, which works to free the amount of test that's bound to SHBG, or serum hormone binding globulin. The usual dose is 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day. Now, Flojo, I'm less familiar with. I'm going to defer to the originator, the man responsible for bringing it to the United States, Carl Lenore.
You know, and actually, if you Google, I just did it myself. It's so funny to see this stuff because I wrote this back in 2001, 2002. Home brewing with Flojel Ultra. You'll find it on Mind and Muscle, Anabolic Minds. You'll find it on Bass Killer. Online has the best rendition. He took everything word for word the way I wrote the original document. But here's the skinny on this, okay? Flojel Ultra can help improve the penetration rate of your androgel, testogel, which is basically a hydroalcoholic preparation that only gets about 10% of what's compounded into it into your bloodstream. The problems with these hydroalcoholic preparations is over time, within weeks, they dry the skin out, and the fluid in the skin is responsible for allowing the testosterone powder that's mixed into it to penetrate the skin and make its way to the lymphatic portion of the skin where it gets absorbed by the bloodstream. So as it dries you out, you become less and less efficient, and you absorb less and less. Hence, lecithin-based organogels like Flojel are much more efficient. They deliver about 30% of what's mixed in them, and they have better cosmetic properties than these hydroalcoholic gels. What you can do is you can take milliliter for milliliter of your Flojel Ultra and your Testogel and mix it together and then rub it on your skin. This will absolutely enhance the ability of the testosterone in the original vehicle to be pulled into the skin when it meets with the other agents that are in Flojel Ultra. The other thing that you need to consider is this. First of all, the reality is that transdermal testosterone is actually better for you from an anti-aging perspective and a health perspective than injectable, because you see the natural rhythmicity where you have a rise in the morning and it tapers off by the evening so that your testicles will produce more testosterone in the middle of the night. You won't get the HPT shutdown that you do from injectable testosterone. So from an anti-aging and health perspective, this is a better alternative. The problem is, as you point out, the absorption rate and the unpredictability of absorption from day to day in the same person. Stay well hydrated. Use something like Flojel Ultra to mix 1 milliliter to 1 milliliter of your gel with the Flojel. Whip it together. Rub it on. you will see better absorption, and rotate your application spots. Outside of the shoulders, inside of the upper arms, forearms, upper abdomen, these are all good locations to rub the gel, not on your chest directly, especially if you are a high aromatizer and you're worried about gyno. Do not rub it right on your chest, but the upper shoulders up into the clavicle area, the inside of the upper arms, the forearms, rotate. One day put it on your forearms, one day put it on your upper arms, one day put it on your outer shoulders, one day put it on your upper abdomen, and then start again. And keep rotating. You'll see much greater consistent delivery by taking this approach. This has been proven. Two good papers show an increase in delivery from transdermals when the application site is rotated. Because the skin gets a chance. Because here's what happens. The skin gets loaded with the testosterone. The testosterone is delivered over time. When you put more right on top of it the next morning, it doesn't get pulled into the skin because the skin still has some residual amounts from the day before. And it's first in, first out is the way it works. So rotate your application sites and you'll have much more success with it. Those are my two CCs on that topic. And Google home brewing with FloGel Ultra to see the original document that I created back in 2001 that's still alive on the internet and still helping people compound at home their own transdermal blends with hormones.
Wow. That's great. You know, I never used FloGel, and that's, I've used almost every other penetration enhancer out there, and I would really like to give it a try sometime.
It's amazing stuff. And I made a very high-performance version of FloGel Ultra, adding D-limonene to it, and also another agent that I can't think of the name right now, and it was so hard to find. In fact, the guy who took over FloGel Ultra with Jar Pharmaceuticals in Canada, I communicated with him in the beginning and tried to help him with this, but I manufactured 200 milligrams per milliliter of hormone in FloGel Ultra with a very, very high delivery rate by taking this approach. Also used some olive oil as well to help absorb the powder first before blending it into. And it was a process. And that's actually in that original document that if you find it. So.
Yeah, I'll have to go. It sounds like an interesting read.
Great stuff. Great stuff. All right, look, let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's see, we have a question from Tony Fiore. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. You can get a copy of the Blueprint Bulletin and get all of this information delivered right to your inbox. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today to learn more. We'll be right back.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888 888- 437 6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Hey, Carl.
Yes, sir.
I have an update for Peter Jablonski.
Okay.
On his muscular casein question.
Okay.
I did, in fact, just get an email from True Nutrition confirming that their muscular casein is processed using a cold water filtration method.
Bingo.
There's your answer, Pete. I hope that helps.
Look at that. Real-time delivery of information on Superhuman Radio. Yeah. That's the beauty of live radio, guys. That's it. Okay, Tony Fiore says, Friday at 5.07 p.m. near Melbourne, Victoria. Wow, this is coming from down under. He says, hey, Rob, Power Hour question. This is a follow-up to a couple of questions you have answered on the Power Hour the last 2 weeks. After intense training and the overreaching phase has been reached, now do you manage calories in the supercompensation phase to help facilitate growth in the rebound period? I'm coming to an end of my intense, higher volume, overreaching phase, including double splits, wow, and have been in a calorie surplus and gained quality size, and was wondering how to best maximize this opportunity. I understand in the supercompensation phase, it's best to still keep your weights heavy, but cut the volume. But with the calories, I'm not as sure as I'm not training as much, and would you advise to cut carb levels slightly back and increase the protein? I'm a natural bodybuilder weighing 200 pounds. That's good. Approximately 12 to 15% body fat. Interesting question.
Yeah, it's a great question. As Tony has correctly deduced, that by training less frequently, you're apt to put on more fat in that supercompensation phase, or as I refer to it, intensification. The solution, though, is not just to adjust macros, but match your energy intake for the day to your activity levels. So let's look at a practical example. The first thing you want to do is concentrate carbs post-workout, because there exists a two-hour window of opportunity post-training where the enzyme, glycogen synthase, is jumping. And that enzyme stores carbs as glycogen, so it's important to take advantage of it while that's going on. I typically recommend consuming upwards of 50% or even more of your carbs for the day during that time, and it's worked really, really well for many folks. Second, you want to be in a slight caloric surplus, about 750 calories or so for the day on training days. And that number should support a good rate of growth, meaning it's not uncommon, even for naturals, to gain a pound of largely lean body mass a week for a relatively short period of time. Can't keep it up forever, but I've seen people do it for 4 to 6 weeks during the super compensation phase. The flip side of this are your off days, where I recommend being in a slight caloric deficit. You want to consume anywhere between 85 and 90% of your maintenance calories on those days, ideally performing fasted state cardio, because doing so will help mitigate any fat gain, given the lower calories keep the enzymes that store fat from manifesting so quickly. The cardio and GPP work takes advantage of that dip in calories, and fat loss will be more efficient during that time. Here's the final word. There is a risk of going overboard and gaining fat during the supercompensation phase. Your solution is to shift carbohydrate intake post-workout, and more importantly, zigzag calories. Any steady influx of calories has a downside. Meaning, for example, the longer you diet, the more muscle you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other side of the coin, the longer you overfeed, the faster you start laying down body fat versus muscle. The enzymes flip. By zigzagging calories, you can overcome the problem. And we have a fantastic track record and blueprint of being able to do that. So I hope that helps, Tony.
I just got a real-time radio. Kano Pepita, to his question about HRT, I didn't get approval to use this guy's name, so I'm not going to use his name, but he's a well-known fan and part of the Superhuman Radio Nation. And he says that he gets prescribed 10 weeks of injections and 12 weeks of creams. They alternate him, which is really sensible. He said, when I inquired why they don't prescribe the gel, they told me that the absorption rate was poor. And that's accurate. Absorption rate of these hydroalcoholic gels is at best 10%. At best.
So, wow. That's awful.
Next question. Comes from Daniel Cook. I'm about to embark on an experiment where I'll be training 14 workout minimum to a max of 21 a week. Wow. Presuming I can recover, I will need to cycle rep ranges very often to make progress, like I heard you talk about 7-5-3 in your Blueprint Power Hour. I'll be hitting a body part each workout. Could you give me a guideline on reps to rotate from and mix of strength size, with a bit more emphasis on strength? I was thinking 5-3-1 on the big lifts, squat, decline bench press, standing military press, with some cheating via legs, weighted pull-ups, deadlifts. Then accessory work, sorry, I didn't have a page flip, being 7 reps, 5 sets. Then on the next day for a body part, doing 5 reps, 5 sets for the big lifts and 5 reps, 5 sets for the accessory work. What is your opinion?
Well, you know, Daniel is both a good friend and an early adopter of the Blueprint. If memory serves, he gained some absurd amount of lean body mass during his first run with 2.0. But he's also one of the better thinkers serving in the Blueprint Army, and his plan here is very close to being spot on. 5-3-1 is a solid approach, and it's been popularized, right, by Jim Wendler. If you're comfortable performing singles in the big lifts, it's the plan for you. Some guys aren't, just they're a little gun-shy, they've had injuries, so they triple. But the key is staying out of the red zone, as I call it, or the time you spend working in the 90th percentile of your one rep max. So for most, that's the 1 to 3 rep range. If there's one place where trainees go wrong with 5-3-1, is performing too many workouts of singles and triples. The signs are easy to read: joint tendon or ligament pain, feeling achy, you know, dreading your workouts, that kind of stuff. If that's you, the fix is to cycle in more days using 5 reps and cutting your work sets in half when singling and tripling. But with respect to accessory work, that does see more total volume. So your plan, Daniel, to hit those exercises with 5 sets of 7 is logical. It's a logical starting point. as is the next day plan to perform 5 sets of 5. I do have one suggestion, though, that you may benefit from. The body seems to respond best to waiving both total tonnage and rep ranges. So consider then the following for your accessory work. Week 1, 5 sets of 10. Week 2, 4 sets of 8. Week 3, 3 sets of 6. Week 4, 5 sets of 5. By waiving the total tonnage and the reps from week to week, you have a much better spread of volume and intensity for the body to adapt to. Now, you also deload every 4th week, which sets you up to extend your stay in Gainesville. In fact, the apex of this set and rep arrangement results in, right, 50 total reps, and the antipex, the other end of it, is just 18 reps. So I hope that helps, Daniel, and thank you, brother, for everything you've brought to the table in the Blueprint Army over the last couple of years. Really appreciate it.
Okay. We're going to chat a little bit about a couple other things, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with the Blueprint tip of the day. But I have to mention something very important. Not this Thursday, but July 11th, Adele Moussa will be coming on this show and doing an episode that every personal trainer and nutritionist needs to listen to, and every person out there, every woman out there needs to listen to. We are going to do the definitive show on cellulite, what causes it, and what really works to get rid of it. This is going to be this is going to be a show that most people would pay money for. You won't have to pay money for it. You may have to endure some commercials. I'm sorry for those of you who don't like my commercials, but it's going to be an amazing show, I promise you, and that's July 11th. Don't miss that one. Also, Rob Regish, how is your training going?
You know, it's going fantastic. I did re-injure my back, but my chiro nailed it down. I had rotated clockwise my sacroiliac and counterclockwise L5. He popped me twice. All the spasming's gone, and I am up to being able to do one-arm push-ups with a 40-pound dumbbell held behind my back for reps. Thank you, Brooks Kubik.
Wow.
can't say enough. Yeah.
That's an amazing feat. People don't realize how hard it is to do a one-arm push-up in general.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you have to co-contract virtually every other muscle group. And let me tell you, just doing that alone is an ab workout.
Yeah.
Because you have to statically contract your abs to keep the body tight, right, and from not bowing. It is a world of difference versus the bench press, and it's a good world, you know, at least for me.
Are you predominantly one arm over the other when you do the one arm push up, or can you do it? Are you ambidextrous? Can you do it with one arm and then switch to the other side and do one?
I don't know if I understand.
Can you do both the one arm push up with the left and the right hand, or just one arm, which is one of your?
Oh no, I do. No, I do. I train both. You know, and interestingly enough, I'm not overly dominant on one side.
That was my curiosity.
So, yeah, no, now having said that, I always stop, you know, I leave a few reps in the tank. I think that's good advice for anyone. So it would probably take me, you know, to really push it on both arms to see which one is the dominant one. But, you know, this body weight stuff, again, I know people like their weights. I'm not asking you to give them up. I am asking you to just give it a chance,
right?
Body weight training.
Yeah, use it as well, absolutely. One other thing I wanted to mention on that note with leaving something in the tank, I kind of feel calling this a PR fraudulent. I've only been doing weighted hip thrusts with my back on a bench for about the past 5 leg sessions. And I'm getting increasingly stronger in them. So I did my last set. I did 5 sets of hip thrusts, with my last set being 385 pounds. And I was able to execute 8 good reps. My butt touches the ground. I thrust it back up into when I look like a bridge, down to the ground, up again. And my last rep, I held for a count of 5. I had a Lisa count. And I held it there for a count of 5. Needless to say, I'm growing an ass, first of all. But more importantly, it's clear to me that 385 is really not my upper limit for this weight, and it's hard for me to call it a new PR when clearly I could handle more than that. So since I'm just getting into this hip thrust, I'm cautious about going too heavy too soon. Can I call it a new PR?
I think so. You know, you've never done it before, right, with that weight?
No, I've never done hip thrust before this.
All right, so yeah, that in fact is a new PR. You know, a new PR is not limited just to training where you train the absolute failure and you still got the rep.
Right.
You know, you still got the rep. Bill Kazmaier said it many years ago, and it's probably the best advice I think I ever got in this game. Leave something in the tank.
Right, right.
Because, you know, if the assisted guys have trouble once they start training to failure, you know, never mind the naturals. And you train to failure and you're a natural, it's only a matter of time before central nervous system disinhibition sets in and you're taxing the hell out of your adrenals.
Well, using your metrics, you have calculators that you use. If I'm doing 8 good, well-executed set of reps at 385, then what is my 3-rep maximum with that? Could I go right up to 405 next time and shoot for that?
No, not necessarily, because anything beyond 3 reps and your central nervous system has kind of lost touch with being able to perform 1 max rep.
Mm-hmm.
So usually for me, on reps that high, I don't know if this will be true for you, but for me, I get 10 pounds of push on big, heavy compound movements like that, that are especially using muscle groups as big as, you know, the legs, the glutes,
right,
the back, you know, all the abs. I mean, you work the hell out of your abs too.
Right.
So I'd say 10 pounds of push. But I'd be interested to know, you know, if you go in there and try it.
I'm gonna try 405 next time just to see. Because that first rep, getting it to move from a dead stop is harder than the ensuing 7 other reps. So I'm going to try
Absolutely.
405 next time. I have a funny feeling I'll be able to execute 8 good reps with 405. I'm going to surprise myself. But I'll let you
lay.
I'll let you.
You lay flat on the ground and you'll be doing 605.
Yeah, no, I know, right. If my back isn't on a bench, you're right. If I'm just doing a traditional hip thrust, you're right. I probably can handle a lot more weight. But the problem with that is the weight wants to roll downhill and my chin is at the bottom of the hill. So, you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't want
that. Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
That wouldn't be good.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll hit the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint
PrintBulletin.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Внимание, дамы и господа, через несколько секунд выйдут на сцену.
Welcome back.
Новонервных беременных и детей просим.
Okay, the blueprint tip of the day. How do you pronounce that? Rawalskine?
Rawalskine.
Rawalsing Matilda? Rawalsing, a caffeine-free pre-workout solution. Okay.
Yeah.
PEA plus Rawalsing. Okay, talk about it.
It's a timely topic, I think, given, you know, a lot of guys are burnt out on caffeine. So we all have our favorite pre-workout products, but they suffer from one fundamental flaw, which is your body eventually becomes accustomed to them. And in particular here, I'm talking about the caffeine. The vast majority of pre-workouts today are just laced with caffeine and more caffeine under different chemical names. But what I'd like to do today is present a unique combination of two ingredients that work really well together without any caffeine. PEA, which I spoke to earlier, and Rawalsing, or alpha-yohimbe. With respect to PEA, it's an organic compound found naturally occurring in all mammals. It's widely distributed throughout the plant kingdom, perhaps most famously in chocolate. It's also known as the love chemical, so named because it imparts feelings of pleasure, mood enhancement, and even aphrodisiac properties. The nice thing about having it in a pre-workout is it increases focus, concentration, and alertness given there's a large increase in acetylcholine release. It has an exceptional safety profile, even given the fact it's similar in structure and action to amphetamine, given it releases both norepinephrine and dopamine. Unlike amphetamine, PEA demonstrates an exceptional safety profile with no addictive properties. In fact, the acute toxicity studies on phenylethylamine PEA show.
That's why everybody just refers to it as PEA.
Yeah, exactly.
You found that the hard way.
It's a mouthful. And I'm used to saying rapalcium carthamoid dextrin.
I know. I'm impressed by that one because I can't even approach that one. So go ahead.
So the LD50, or the lethal dose that killed 50% of the animals for PEA, was a staggering 100 milligrams per kilogram, and that was after intravenous administration. So the actual detailed research on it and its derivatives are probably best documented in Alexander Shulgin's book, PIHKAL, P-I-H-K-A-L. That was first published in 1991. I mentioned it only because it's a great read for those interested in the compound. With respect to Rawalsing, or alpha-yohimbine, recall PEA suffers from one dramatic downfall, very short half-life in the body, 5 to 10 minutes, in fact. So it suffers that short half-life. Brain levels, however, can be increased 1,000-fold, and the duration of action extended significantly when certain MAO inhibitors are in play. Well, it turns out good old Rivalsine just so happens to be one potent MAO inhibitor.
Wow.
It also has some interesting fat loss properties. Rivalsine is an analog of Yohimbe. You kind of consider it the kinder, gentler Yohimbe. However, it displays 3 times greater potency at the alpha 2B receptors and 4 times more potency at the alpha 2C receptors. These are found in the areas where your stubborn fat is. For men, it's usually on the lower abdomen, and for women, the hips and glutes. The bottom line on this stuff is it is not going to tweak you and cause anxiety and the shivers and all of the unpleasant things that happen with straight Yohimbe. And, like I said before, it's an MAO inhibitor, in particular MAO-B, which reduces the breakdown of both dopamine and PEA. It prolongs that duration of action, thereby solving for the problem associated with short half-life. So in terms of dosing and product recommendations, you want to begin using about 500 milligrams of PEA, graduating up to 1,000 milligrams if you need to. And the product that I like and I would recommend is SNS's, Serious Nutrition Solutions, PEA 500 Extreme. You can get 120 caps for $21 at NutriPlanet.com. It's a great buy. It's an even better buy, I think, when the 240 count's in stock. And it's easy, they're convenient capsules. If you try to dose PEA bulk, it's like bulk Yohimbe. You do not want to screw up with too much of this stuff. The Rivalsine, being potent stuff, the recommended amount is usually a scant 7 milligrams. Fortunately, though, it's much more forgiving than straight Yohimbe, which is problematic given it contains at least 28 known alkaloids in Yohimbe bark. As such, 500 milligrams of PEA and 7 milligrams of thereabouts of Rivalsine is your starting point. There aren't many standalone Rivalsines or Alpha Y products on the market, though. In fact, I could only find just one. And that product is made by Evo Muse, and its name is Alpha Burn.
Hmm.
100 caps for $14.86 at NutriPlanet.com. By label, it's Rivalsine Serpentina, standardized for 30% Rivalsine, 30 milligrams, and black pepper extract. What this means is you're getting 9 to 10 milligrams or thereabouts of Alpha Y per capsule. It's close enough. If and when you decide to drop caffeine, give this combo a shot. It delivers a noticeable increase in energy and focus, while also offering fat loss properties superior to most pre-workout formulas. I've been using it the last couple days, and remember, I'm a hardcore ephedrine caffeine guy, have been for 20 years. This stuff is really smooth and nice. And I know now when I go back to ephedrine and caffeine, it's going to hit that much harder.
This would also benefit Officer X, wouldn't it? I mean, what he was talking about, you know, the famine phase and staying alert, and you kind of mentioned PEA during his discussion as well.
Yeah, I did, and it gave rise to the tip of the day because I know a lot of guys that are just burned out on pre-workout stimulants, and it's because they're laced with so much caffeine. So this is a nice solution, Rivalsine and PEA. You could run that for, you know, 3 days on with that, and 3 days with your favorite pre-workout, caffeinated pre-workout. Rotating that would be a great idea, as would a couple caps of Tranquilogen to help wind down.
Take the edge off. There you go.
Well, you know, people burn a lot of muscle just because of anxiety, stress, and cortisol. cortisol release. So
hey, John Belushi died from something called speedballs, which is a combination of cocaine and heroin. Talk about pulling your body in two different directions at the same time. So you know,
a lot of people have died from that.
Anyway,
I've
okay,
listen,
a
lot of fat,
good stuff here today. Good discussion. Also, let me see here. A fellow named Brian wrote me an email that I just found now about Androgel plus second dose of transdermal, and I think we kind of answered his question indirectly when we were talking about Kano Pepita, his question about testosterone gels and so on. Okay, yeah. So Rob Regish, thanks for being on the show today and delivering what you have delivered. And, of course, go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about the Blueprint Bulletin. And go to tranquilogen.com to learn more about this new supplement that Rob is introducing. And keep in mind that the last supplement Rob introduced was Synthogen, and they can't keep it in stock. So if past performances are indicative of future performances, you can bet that this product will work the way he's saying it will work as well. Rob Regish, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. Jared Scourin. We're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to talk about autism, what's new, what's different, what works, what doesn't work, what's real, what's fake. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD and neither should you.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. He's been on the show before, Dr. Jared Skowron. He's a national expert in natural medicine for children. He's also the author of the best-selling book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. How you doing, Dr. Skowron?
Good, Carl. Long time no see.
Yeah, I know. But the data is accumulating. And I know that you specialize in your practice in Connecticut, working with children who are on the spectrum of autism. So what's new, first of all, from the standpoint of some of the stuff that we hear in the mainstream media, appears that the rate of autism is much higher than we once thought. Is that correct? I mean, it was 1 in 88, but like 1 in 53 boys. Now that number has changed again, has it not?
It has. And, you know, everybody ought to start to get scared, because it's our children who are being affected by the businesses, by the pharmaceutical companies, and by the food companies, and by the businesses that spew toxic chemicals into your air, because all of these things are affecting the growing nervous system of our children. And what once was 166 just 5 years ago, and 1 in 88 a couple years ago or last year, is now 1 in 50.
That's 1 in 50. And so that means it's even higher in boys, because it affects boys more than girls, right?
Of course. I mean, we're looking at 3 to 4% of boys. That's huge. I mean, the biggest illnesses in kids, besides childhood obesity, which, you know, with that being labeled a disease is just for money, we've got, you know, asthma at 10%, ADD at 10%, and the next thing down is autism at 3 to 4%.
But the difference is that autism totally takes a child's life away and takes the family's life away as well.
It really does. You know, and that's what's sad, is because nobody signs up to have a sick child. I mean, everybody wants a healthy child who can do better than they can as parents. And it changes your life.
I mean,
almost speechless, because it's so much.
And just this past Friday, Elisa Profumo talked about some research that showed that 190 different toxic chemical compounds found in umbilical cord blood of delivering mothers in this day and age. This is shocking. If people don't get this, your baby, when you see these babies who are 2 years old and they're dying of some sort of untreatable cancer, or they're developing autism, you know, or they're developing other neurological diseases, or they have these terrible diseases, you look at these poor children, your heart goes out to them, because they're at the point of innocence and they're stricken by these diseases. You must realize they did not develop these diseases after they were born. These diseases were occurring in the womb. How are they occurring in the womb? Because it's getting in through the umbilical cord blood. It's sad. It's unbelievable, because these children will not be able to take care of themselves. We will have to be the stewards of these children. We're talking about large numbers of our population not only not being able to contribute to their own lives, but actually being, to some degree, and I'm sad to say this, but it's a reality, a burden to society, because we will have to care for them. And the numbers are mounting. The numbers are mounting. It's getting worse. And what would you say? There are people out there, Jared, that would say, well, this whole autism thing is nonsense. It's all about making money. They're just, every little symptom now is, you know, autism, and they're just broadening the net. What would you say to those people out there who just are cynical about this whole thing?
To go to your school system and talk to the teachers. Talk to the teachers who have to deal with this growing number of children who are developmentally delayed. I don't care what you name it, whatever word you want to associate. We've got more and more kids who can't keep up, who can't speak, who can't learn. Their motor skills are impaired. It, just go to the schools and look at our school budgets. They are being so taxed, so taxed. And I'll tell you, when the DSM-5 comes out, I think it's been pushed off to next year, there's going to be a reduction in autism diagnoses to save school systems and to save insurance companies money, because so much money is being spent for these children to help these children. And then the insurance, you know, they're just going to take it right away from the kids and take it right away from the families. You know, people talk about money. Where's this money going to? Where's the money coming from and going to for autism? I don't see the money flow. I see people, practitioners, trying to help in the weeds, you know, in your day-to-day, like our office. We've got occupational therapy and speech therapy and craniosacral. We've got an indoor pool, and, you know, we've got my naturopathic biomedical stuff. You know, but we're trying to help people on a day-to-day basis. It's going to be sad. And like you said, what we need to worry about is 20 to 25 years from now, when 2 to 4% of our society can't take care of themselves. And then who will?
Okay, so now let's talk about something else, and this is kind of a cursory review for those people, just to kind of bring them up to speed if they haven't heard some of our previous discussions before. I once had to explain to my 14-year-old daughter, Sydney, about autism, and the analogy I gave was this. If a child comes up to you, a peer comes up to you and wants to fight you, you have about a 50-50 chance of winning that fight. Now, if someone else steps next to them and they both want to fight you, now your odds of winning are down to one third. If a third person on the other side lines up against you, now as the more number of assaults occur, your ability to fend off these assaults becomes less and less and less. Children are born with some degree of, or they are developing in the womb with some degree of innate immunity. But not all children's immune systems are the same. So some succumb to the threats and insults from this toxic environment, and some don't. Would you say that that is the reason why we can't find the silver bullet and say, oh, this is what's causing autism, because it's all of these things?
You know, you're right. There's so many different things that are the trigger. But, you know, I want to say that we have found a silver bullet. But nobody wants to claim it. You know, Andrew Wakefield tried to claim the silver bullet vaccine.
Yeah, look what they did to that poor guy. Yeah, they stripped him of his medical license.
Sure, because that's the silver bullet, but that's a $20 billion industry to the pharmaceutical companies, and no way are they going to have their money taken away from them. That is the silver bullet. We have the foundation of these children, like you said, who are toxic from birth, because there's all these toxins in the world. They're in our moms. They go through the placenta, and now we've got a foundation of an innocent child, an innocent infant.
That's already weakened by the environment that they were just formed in, and now we're going to inject them with all of these monkey cells and aluminum and all this other stuff.
That's the trigger. That's the trigger that starts it all. You know, we've got this toxic foundation, and before we can detoxify our infants from pesticides and birth control and aluminum and formaldehyde, all of a sudden we're going to assault their immune system. They're not ready. This is the trigger. I used to beat around the bush on this, but I'm done with that.
Well, now you, and recently you had a baby.
Yes.
Okay, so while we cannot tell people, do not vaccinate, what I do tell people is you must gather all the information you can and make that decision yourself. I have to ask you, did you vaccinate?
No.
God bless
you. We have chosen to not vaccinate because I'm scared.
Right.
I see this every day. You know, we call it the burden of knowledge. I want my child to be as healthy as they can be. You know, it is a tough, tough decision. I talk to parents about this in my office every day. What do I do? You know, and I tell them I can't give you the answer, but I can give you information. We've got to pick for ourselves. You know, if I've got a 1 in 1,000,000 chance to get polio, or my child has a chance to get chickenpox, and now I've got a 1 in 50 chance to get autism, as a betting man, I got to go on the right side.
Okay. And last thing before we go into the break, and when we come back, we'll talk about what's new and exciting within the autism world right now. What would you say to those on the other side who say, look, medicine and government have a saying, the greater good. So some must die for the greater good. Some children, what would you say to them? Well, look, vaccines do great things for the majority of people. The occasional child who develops autism, that is just the part of the necessity of it all.
You know, if it's necessary for a child to have their life taken away for them, I'm sad. But I want to tell people to go to Pennsylvania, go drive to Amish country. We have an entire group of thousands of people who do not vaccinate
and have
no autism, and are they dying of polio and measles and hepatitis? No.
No. Not
They're
only
the
that.
The healthiest people around.
We did a show earlier in the year about the Amish gut study. The old Amish, you know, they avoid medication, they stay away from doctors, and they have the healthiest immune systems in the world, and guess what? They're exposed to the most bacterias, and their microbiome is so much more robust than the average person who walks around wiping their hands with hand sanitizer and putting triclosan under their arms so that they don't smell like sweat and everything else that goes along with it.
Everything else.
You're right. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skowron. He's got a best-selling book called 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. It's on Amazon.com. We'll give his website when we come back. We're going to give the autism update. Stay tuned.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Woo! Welcome back. Dr. Skowron, give your practice's website, please.
naturopathicanswer.com. You've got problems, we've got the naturopathic answer.
And for those of you with children on the spectrum, I know a lot of people who travel from far and wide to go and visit Dr. Scourin. In fact, on healthgrades.com, he has a better than the national average rating in so many areas, including level of trust in the provider's decision and how well the provider explains medical conditions. Dr. Scourin is a unique physician. And I've said this before, I travel all the way to Bloomington, Indiana, to see my doctor, Dr. Matt Andry. This is a day and age where you cannot allow geography to sequester you from being able to reach a good doctor. This is the new evolutionary selection pressure. Where you get your information from will determine whether or not your genes will be here 200 years from now. So travel if you have to, if you have a child on the spectrum, to visit Dr. Jared Scourin. Okay, what is new? Other than the fact that new statistics show the amount, number of children who are on the spectrum is higher than once thought, what is also new in that area there? What do we know more?
The two things I wanted to tell all your listeners. Number one is to talk about autism as an autoimmune disease. In fact, I'll be in Paris this weekend giving a lecture on autism, the new autoimmune epidemic.
Really?
And the second one is the new genetic testing that everyone should get, because your genetics are going to lay your foundation to put you at risk for having a child with autism or not having a child with autism.
So by having this genetic testing done ahead of time, before getting pregnant, assuming you do, because, you know, epigenetics play a very, very, very large role in the outcome of people with genetic predispositions.
Completely.
So if a couple decides, hey, we're going to have babies, they get tested, and they find out that they do have the genetics that would put them at risk of having a child on the spectrum, should they avoid having children, or what should they do?
They should have children. You know, I, by no means I want to tell people not to have, you know, the most wonderful thing of your life. But those people really need to consider not vaccinating or waiting until the child is much, much older to vaccinate if they want to vaccinate.
So the child's immune system and ability to handle these insults is more robust, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no reason we need to inject hepatitis B virus into our child as soon as they come out of the womb.
I know. Isn't that – I mean, the child is not going to come in contact with hepatitis at that point in their life.
No, not at all. I mean, unless one of the parents has hepatitis B. I mean, this is a blood-borne illness. The only reason they're doing it is because if somebody, some child accidentally gets stuck by a needle in the hospital, then they've got CYA coverage.
Ah.
This is not for the child. It's not until the child is doing drugs or having sex that they need a Hep B shot.
What do you think about these new natural birthing processes where you have a midwife come to your home and you wait in a pool and you deliver the baby that way? You think that that's reckless? You think it's a better alternative than having a baby in a hospital where C. diff and MRSA are around the corner?
You know, I'm going to quote Jim Gaffigan, one of our favorite comedians.
Yeah, I like Jim.
He says, you know, should we go to that building where sick people congregate and wear a gown that somebody died in last night so we can have a child? It's, you know, hospitals are places for emergencies. Midwives are the people who deliver babies all over the world. You know, OBGYNs are surgeons, and they are educated on surgery. They're educated on C-sections. We have the highest C-section rate.
I was just going to say that. That's one of my questions. So what do you think? People go and get babies like they're picking out cars. The doctor makes an appointment and says, okay, Wednesday afternoon we're going to deliver this baby. We're going to do it by C-section. We already know that the opportunity to pass through the vaginal canal actually primes the immune system by the initial bacteria that seed the microbiome of the body. So we know that babies that are delivered through cesarean section actually have a higher problem with allergic reactions later on in life. What about the linkage to autism? Since you're saying it's an autoimmune disorder and the immune system begins through the travel through the vaginal canal, do you think C-sections also are contributing to this?
I don't think so. I haven't seen a research study on it, but I'm always asking my patients. I don't see a prevalence of C-section versus vaginal birth causing autism. But you're right. The first probiotic you get is your first trip through the vaginal canal. And kids who are C-section birth are more at risk for the allergies and asthma and eczema because of that loss. And so if you did have a C-section, that's fine. Just start giving your infant probiotics.
Ah.
And then you're going to prevent all those things.
Interesting, interesting.
So,
okay.
But, you know, so, I love midwives, and our birth was a planned home birth. You know, we had a couple midwives there, and you know, it was those are the people who are trained to deliver children, not cut them out of you.
So, because theoretically, you know, the old saying, to a guy with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. By going to an OBGYN, you almost increase the possibility that he's going to recommend a C-section, because that's what he does, and he makes his most money on a C-section.
Well, yeah, you know, and everybody needs to see the movie The Business of Being Born, which is a documentary on childbirth by Ricky Lake, that old
talk show host.
TV talk show host. And she's a big birthing fan, and she I think it's on Netflix still, Business of Being Born. Great movie to watch.
I'm gonna find that. Okay, yeah. so if in fact this is an autoimmune disease, and you have a genetic predisposition for it,
yeah.
What else can a parent do that is deciding to have a child, aside from avoiding vaccines? Are there other things in preparation, like, for instance, have blood tests done for known toxins in the environment at least the year before conceiving?
Prenatal detox. You know, get your body, if you're going to have a child, get your body ready to do it. When my wife and I decided to start having children, we took all the mercury fillings out of her mouth, and we put her through detox. You know,
really?
Get her as clean as can be so we can have the healthiest child possible. I mean, who doesn't want that?
Oh, okay. And that's something people should do for themselves. I have some amalgam in my mouth, and I'm wanting to get rid of it. Did your wife notice any other changes when she had the amalgam removed, any ailments that went away mysteriously, anything like that?
Complete. You know, without giving any of her secrets away, you know, she had issues that she was concerned with that weren't life-threatening, but kind of affected her on a periodic basis.
Right.
Those improved. Her mood improved. I mean, mercury's toxic.
Yeah,
period.
Isn't it funny when they put it in? If you drop some in your kid's school, they close the school down, and hazmat will come to remove it, but they'll put it in your mouth.
And it's fine. And when the dentist puts it in or the dentist takes it out, he's got to follow every OSHA guideline known to man.
Right.
Keep this stuff away from the world.
Yeah.
But it's okay in your teeth.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. Okay, so as an immune disorder, what do we know about, or what potentially do we understand better about autism that can help the person who already has a child on the spectrum?
Well, here the thing that we need to understand is something called molecular mimicry, where molecules mimic each other or look like each other. So the metaphor I give my parents is let's say that you have an identical twin, and you know, you're an identical twin with Aaron Hernandez, and he's charged with murder, but they pick you up instead of Aaron Hernandez, and you say, "Hey, I didn't commit the murder, my twin did." Well, police say, "I don't care, you look like the murderer." Okay? What's happening in our body is the molecules of our brain look identical to the molecules of a vaccine or the molecules of a food. And then if the immune system is attacking the vaccine or attacking the food, then it starts to attack the brain. And there are hundreds of research studies that show all of these autoantibodies from the immune system attacking the brain in kids with autism. So what we need to do is start taking away different foods or taking away these vaccines that look like the brain. And that's why all these diets like gluten-free and casein-free and blood type diet, and, you know, there's a zillion of them, will work. Because if you find the one food that looks like your brain and you stop eating it, the immune system stops attacking it.
Yeah, and I call it the innocent bystander syndrome.
Exactly.
Where the molecule looks like the thyroid cell, and it attacks both the thyroid and the rogue molecule that it's looking for. Okay,
yeah.
But if a person is already and here's a question that I know people out there will relate to who have children on the spectrum. So you have a child on the spectrum, and let's say he's pretty old now, you know, 12, 13, 15 years old.
Right.
And you try some of these dietary alternatives, but you don't really see anything astonishing occur. And then you just go back to what was working before because it's so difficult. These children have taste and tactile issues, and it's so difficult to get them to eat differently sometimes.
Oh.
So,
it's horrible.
What period of time do you have to apply in order to really determine this particular nutritional alternative is not working now?
Well, it depends on the food. And usually, I mean, the two most common foods that are triggered are gluten and dairy products. Dairy takes about 1 month. If you avoid dairy, milk and cheese and butter and yogurt and ice cream for a month, that's enough time to try it. Gluten, I'd say 2 to 3 months. That just takes longer.
Really?
Yeah.
And is it just gluten, or is it some of the other lectins that just haven't been identified as assaulting our body that are found in grain and corn and stuff like that?
That's the problem. It can be anything. I mean, gluten and casein are just the two most common. But it can be any of them. It can be the corn. It can be the soy. It can be the genetically modified molecule.
Yes. Yeah, you that's another thing we don't understand about GMO. What does it look like to our body? We've already heard Howard Vlieger on the show talk about that these proteins are foreign to our body. Well, they may be foreign as foods, but they may look like the tissue that makes up organs.
Yeah.
So we just don't know that. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about what other remedy protocols are actually working for parents. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skaron, and the book he has published, which is a best-selling book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. You can get it at Amazon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com. For the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skaron. This is our autism update. It's important to discuss this stuff because the number of children on the spectrum today is scary, regardless of whether what you call it, as Dr. Skaron points out. Call it what you will. These children cannot function like their peers in school and in other environments. Ask their parents how difficult it is to care for these children. Quite often, great outbursts that occur that tear a family's heart apart. And it's sad that more is not being done about this. This should be a priority of this government today, because this is a terrible, this and the obesity epidemic could destroy the world, never mind this country. Dr. Scowron, the greatest challenge, and I know this for a fact from families that I've spoken to. So they hear all this great stuff, right? Methyl folate, diet changes, and so on and so forth. But the real problem is that compliance is almost impossible with this particular group of patients, these children, because the parents have their hands filled just assuaging these children into some sense of normalcy that they really almost become enablers, if you will. Look, we just have to do what we can do to keep the child from having these outbursts and these dramatic problems, because it tears a family apart. Then you go to a parent and you say, look, you got to take all these foods that your child loves away. These children react, it's very difficult to work with them when you start doing these things, isn't it?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, compliance is our most extreme challenge, because most of these kids have sensory issues, and when you try to start playing with their diet, then they get worse, and they tantrum, because the only thing that's bringing them joy is, you know, certain foods. Some kids only eat three different foods. And so for those kids, we don't start with dietary changes. We start with the most innocuous supplements that we can. We've been getting new topical treatments like topical magnesium gels, and different type of tasteless or small taste types of supplements. And the newest thing we're doing in my office is really treating each child individually based on their brain genetics, and we just see so much more improvement when we do that.
How do you determine their brain genetics?
Well, there's a company that I'm not promoting, but they do great testing. It's called 23andMe. You may have heard of them.
Oh, yeah, sure. DNA company, yeah.
DNA company. They will do a full-spectrum genetic test, including all the brain genetics, for $99. And you can't beat that test. I mean, that's got to be $2,000 to $3,000 retail price.
Where'd they come up with that name, 23andMe?
We have 23 chromosomes in our DNA.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So. I must have 22 because I didn't know that. So there you go. All right. Once we elucidate, what are the most common things you find with the brain genetics when you look at these children?
Well, like you mentioned methylfolate, and I know I've been on the show before talking about MTHFR mutations and these kids, and we see it all the time. If any of your listeners have kids with autism and have given them methylfolate and they get worse, they get more aggressive, they get more impulsive, this indicates that they actually have another genetic problem, which is a problem metabolizing adrenaline. And these kids are in fight or flight constantly, and the genes are called COMT or MAO. And we're seeing these genes positive, and when they are, we take them off the methylfolate, we put them on a couple supplements. One's the magnesium gel, another one's called Spectrum Awakening, which we're going to have a research study on this fall. And all of a sudden, the switch flips. And we had a kid in just yesterday who didn't talk. We've been trying all these treatments. We put him on the magnesium, and he started talking the next day in both English and Hungarian, because the parents are from Hungary.
So he had been exposed to this language, but he had not spoken it himself, but he learned it.
Yes.
So that shows that the brain is working the whole time. It's not like the brain is shut off. It just can't implement what it knows.
That's it. I mean, that autism is a developmental delay in expression. These kids are smart, as smart as you and me. They know everything. They sponge everything just like every other neurotypical kid, but they can't talk. And we evaluate intelligence based on expression. Okay, I mean, we look at Helen Keller. Did we say Helen? No, Helen Keller, you don't know anything. As soon as she was able to figure out how to communicate in her own way, we understood how smart she was. All these kids with autism are smart.
Same way. This is amazing. This has to give hope to parents when they understand that. Because I think a lot of parents probably feel like, so big deal, what if I do get this child to stop acting out? Because everybody focuses on the behavioral difficulties of the autistic child.
Sure, that's what's in their face.
Right. But and I think a lot of parents think, well, sure, I'm still going to be straddled with a child who has developmental issues, and apparently they don't.
No, no. And the worst thing that I see are parents who give up. There are answers. There are biomedical answers, occupational therapy answers, behavioral answers. We are helping kids every day. That's what we do. It's extremely rewarding when these kids improve their behavior and then start talking and tell you they love you. Please be hopeful.
Okay, we know from earlier research that the sooner the parent implements some of these natural approaches to dealing with autism, the better it is for the child. Is there a point in time where it's too late? Like if your child is 16, 17, 18 years old now, and you haven't really been able to do anything other than what the mainstream has been telling you to do to control your child, is it too late for those children? Are the doors closed on them?
You know, the doors aren't closed, but they're closing. And the other treatment that these parents need to try is what I'm talking about in Paris this weekend, is a treatment called trehalose. And trehalose is a disaccharide, is a carbohydrate that dissolves scar tissue. Okay? They're using it right now in Alzheimer's drug treatments to dissolve the beta amyloid plaques, or the scar tissue, in people with autism, and they're recovering from autism. That same scar tissue, those same plaques in Alzheimer's, are found in kids with autism. In research studies, especially the teenagers and older ones.
So is this a fibrosis or a plaque?
It's plaque.
Okay, okay.
So we give this trehalose combined with another carbohydrate called ribose.
Sure.
It dissolves the scar tissue.
I take ribose before training most days if I'm exhausted, because it's a fantastic source of neural energy.
Well, exactly. You got to build your RNA with it.
Right, right.
And the trehalose and the ribose dissolve these plaques, and we did a short research study of 45 days. Their symptoms of behavior and language and general health improved 10%.
Okay, so 45 days of taking trehalose and D-ribose, I would imagine,
yep,
is adequate. At
yep,
what kind of doses are we talking about? Like 5 grams each a couple times a day? Or
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, 10% doesn't sound like a lot, but every little bit helps.
Yeah, 1 out of 10 children getting off the spectrum is a big deal when you're talking about the thousands and thousands of children out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's no overnight treatment for this stuff. It's one step at a time. But, hey, if we can do 10 steps and, a year later, I tell parents, videotape your kids every month once we start this therapy, because you're not going to recognize your child from a year ago when you look at these.
You know what's interesting, and it just dawned on me? IgG, the portion of the immune system that is adapted to your environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a disease called IgG4,
mm-hmm,
which... It's a very new disease. The sufferers develop calcification, plaque-like infiltration of soft tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exclusively controlled by this portion of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me think about what you said at the beginning of the interview, that it needs to be looked at more through the autoimmune microscope, because the immune system is doing something here to the person. And that's what made me think about, wow, IgG4 is a relatively new disease. We're seeing it more so in postmenopausal women, and it's just another one of these, rheumatoid arthritis / fibromyalgia / it's all about the symptoms, there's no litmus test to test it, autoimmune disorders, and it's modulated and mediated by the IgG portion of the immune system, which is the portion of the immune system that you develop over time by coming in contact with things.
It's interesting you say IgG4. That's the exact testing that we do for food sensitivities on these kids.
Yeah.
That's the part of the immune system.
Yeah.
That's screwing with you.
It's so amazing. It's amazing when all of a sudden you see like all these little dots start connecting. You go, oh my God, this is not what we think it is. This is something else.
Yeah. And the conventional community doesn't know what to think about it. Except, and this angers me. Parents go to their pediatrician. Pediatrician says, nothing. There's no hope for you. Just forget about it. Make a trust fund and forget about them. And that's horrible. It's horrible. You never want to forget about your children.
No.
So if, just ignore the naysayers. They are not aware. You need to talk to a specialist.
Okay.
They're the ones who are doing it every day.
So parents out there who have not tried this already, it is called Trehalose and D-Ribose. Now, D-Ribose you can buy at most health food stores.
Yep.
Now Foods makes a good D-Ribose that I use. Where can you get Trehalose?
Well, you know, you can get it online like everything else. The exact product we used was two products. One's called Trehalose Complex, which is the combo of the two, and the other one is called Spectrum Awakening, and I think I've talked about that before on the radio.
Right.
They've got a new formula that tastes better. So Spectrum Awakening and Trehalose Complex, those are the two research studies we recently did.
Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. Hopefully people are writing that down and give that information to friends and family who have children on the spectrum. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Dr. Jared Skowron. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
I get everything right. Get up and swing. You make me sing.
Carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for. And get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again
weekend without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to superhumanradio.com. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skarin. This is the Autism Update. And why do I do these shows? I do them because I care. You know, this is just another one of the drums that we have to keep banging because the mainstream is really not even talking about autism any longer. Except once in a while when some new statistic comes out, they mention that and then they move on. And why is that? We have a lot of kids out there that are being, their lives are being stolen away from. We have a lot of families that are being destroyed because of these poor children, and what's happening to them. Yet, it doesn't seem to be the outcry that we need to see. This recent research, 190 different toxins found in umbilical cord blood of mothers delivering babies. This is shocking. Why isn't anyone outraged about this? Besides me, I don't know.
Oh, it's a simple answer, Carl. It's money. You know, and this whole obesity diagnosis thing that came out a couple weeks ago, you know, why did the AMA classify obesity as a disease? It's so that they can get lap band surgeries and other obesity
right.
surgeries paid for by Medicare.
Right.
Money, money. Follow the money trail. And right. since there's no conventional treatment for autism yet, there's no financial motivation for anybody to do anything. I mean, once that's found, then the money will follow.
Yeah. So what about any information on oxytocin helping? The only reason I say this is because in the transitional phase, when families are trying to find solutions for these children, this is when it could be the most gut-wrenching because you're removing foods and adding things, and children are having boomerang mood swings, and it becomes more and more difficult, and the family just throws their hands up and goes, look, we can't do this, they just can't do it. Oxytocin seems to have a calming effect. There appears to be some research out there where intranasal oxytocin, which is even more difficult to give to the autistic child because of their tactile and sensory issues, but there seems to be some benefits to the intranasal oxytocin. Have you heard anything about this?
You know, very rarely. I mean, the research on oxytocin started about three, four years ago. Everybody really got all excited about oxytocin, new treatment. But then it kind of trickled away, you know, and every once in a while you'll get a new study that comes out. You know, if I've seen 2,000 different kids with autism in my office, I only think I've seen one on oxytocin, and they didn't see a result. I mean, you can't, you know, extrapolate just one person. But, you know, I think if you can get your hands on it, it's worth a try because everything's worth a try. I mean, oxytocin is our love hormone that we get at birth, and, you know, some kids just aren't getting enough of that.
The problem with oxytocin is this. There are blood levels of oxytocin and brain levels of oxytocin, and they are very different. And it appears that the intranasal is the only one that has successfully affected brain levels of oxytocin.
Right.
Injecting or troches, sublingual troches, will increase blood levels of oxytocin, but they do not necessarily impart the they don't get through the blood-brain barrier.
That's the thing. The blood-brain barrier is the issue, and you've got to get up there.
What else is exciting right now that we should give families hope? I mean, you've said two things here, that these children are still learning, and when you get the switches flipped the right way, they catch right back up to where they belong.
Right.
What else is exciting right now that gives families hope?
Well, again, you know, I think we're talking about two groups here. You know, how do we prevent if we don't have kids yet or we're going to have another kid? Especially because parents who have one child with autism are more likely to have a second one with autism. So how do we prevent and how do we treat? The first thing, for all your female listeners out there who are going to have children, hold up your hand, take a look at your second finger, which is your forefinger, and then your fourth finger or your ring finger. So we're comparing your pointer and your ring fingers. If your ring finger is longer than your pointer finger, the odds of autism are greater.
And there's a linkage between testosterone in women and that ratio that you just talked about.
And it's the link between higher testosterone levels and risk for autism.
Because
in women only.
Because men, and this is why boys get autism more so. So there is a linkage between toxin load and testosterone, is there not?
There is, because testosterone prevents the removal of mercury from the body.
I'll be damned.
And, this is the thing. So we've got, we got certain people who have more testosterone just for genetic reasons, and this the testosterone actually links to one of those genes I mentioned called COMT. And you've got the testosterone problems. You probably have some uterine issues, whether that's PMS or fibroids or PCOS, and you're going to have higher risk for kids on the autism spectrum.
This is exciting because I remember reading this study about the pointer finger and ring finger.
Yeah.
The difference in length, or when they're the same length, and the amount of testosterone in a woman. And it was actually a study on athletes, female athletes, that pointed to this. No pun intended. So those same people are at a higher risk of developing or giving way to an environment where a child has a higher likelihood of developing autism, especially if there's a high toxic load. These women even more so need to detoxify before pregnancy.
Exactly. And it's, again, autism's not genetic, but certain people are more genetically at risk. If you've got, as a mom, higher testosterone levels than average, you can't change that. If you've got a higher toxic burden, you need to detox. If you've got the mercury amalgams, you've got to get those out of your mouth. You've got to get this 23andMe genetic test done. Look at your COMT and your MAO and your MTHFR and have your husband do it as well, or the father or the child, so you can figure out, or do it to your child themselves, figure out where that foundation is, because then you can avoid the vaccine trigger or delay vaccines.
Is there any corollary information about the rate of autism and premature births? A child born prematurely, do they have a lower rate of autism?
I haven't seen that yet. And again, in my practice, I haven't found that correlation.
You see, because I look at everything through the evolutionary eye, right?
Sure.
And so we look at self-aborted fetuses and or premature births as an impairment. But I look at it as the body knows what it's doing. It's getting rid of this fetus, and or it's moving this child out earlier than we wanted to for a reason. And I've often wondered if there is actually a lower rate of autism in children who are born prematurely. While they have their own challenges, premature babies, I wonder where they fall on the ratio of being on the spectrum, because I suspect that the body is, let's face it, we have one genetically encoded job, and that is to have offspring. That is it. And to that end, the body does everything it can. A body would not push a baby out of the womb early unless it was in the baby's best interest. Now think about that for a second. So my supposition is children that are born premature, a month or two premature, the body it has this baby, it's forming great, it's doing well, and then all of a sudden, wah, 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 we have a problem. Get this baby out of this body now, or it will not continue to develop properly. I know that's a harebrained idea, but when you look at it through the notion that your one goal is to produce this baby, and to that end, the body does everything it can to make that baby come out properly. And why all of a sudden is it not going to full term? It's got to be because the body is saying we got to get this baby out now. That's just my opinion. I
think there's some association. While you were talking, I took a look online, and there's a Swedish study that just got published in April that shows an association of preterm birth and higher risk of autism. Now that's just one study, and more need to be done because it was a small study, but there seems to be some kind of correlation.
Yeah, I think people need to start looking at that. I think we can really learn something from the premature baby, because that mother's body is trying to do something to protect that baby.
Yeah.
And it could be that it's too late for the baby, but it's getting it out, but the body knows that it has to get the baby out of the womb now because something is wrong. That's my impression of it.
Yeah, our body knows way more than we do.
That's the problem, and we think we're smarter than our nature. We've undergone thousands and thousands of years of programming, And we think that somehow we know better than what the body wants to do. Anyway, Jared, give your website again, please.
Again, the website is naturopathicanswer.com. You've got health problems, we've got the naturopathic answer. Currently, it's down for repair, but it'll be up in a week or two, so just keep checking. You know, and if you've got a child with autism, be hopeful. You know, there's myself, there's other people out there who work with kids with autism and developmental delays to help your children get better. That's what we specialize in. We're good at it. If you need to try a supplement right now, try the Spectrum Awakening, try the Tree Hillows Complex. And if it doesn't work, don't be discouraged. There's more answers out there.
Okay. Jared, thanks for being on the show today. Have fun in Paris.
Hey, thanks, Carl. It's good to talk to you.
Take care. Hi, and also we want to thank Rob Regish for coming on today and performing the Blueprint Power Hour. Thanks to everybody for listening. I'd be here talking to myself if it wasn't for you. Look at this. I'm getting choked up. My voice held out for the entire interview until right now. All right, see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.